Hey everyone, this is Pastor Jesse of Broadway and Port Colden United Methodist Churches. Thanks for listening to our message this week. This is the second week of our new reading plan that I'll be preaching from. It's a couple month long journey through the Bible. We're beginning in Genesis and going through the Old Testament until Christmas, and then we'll catch up with the book of Mark and follow Jesus and the disciples until Easter. We have bulletin inserts available, and if you'd like one, please reach out to the church. The message this morning comes from Genesis 18, 1 through 15, and Genesis 21, 1 through 7. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried to the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat so that you can be refreshed, and then go on your way." "Very well," they answered, "do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. "Quick," he said, "get three portions of the finest flour and knead it and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice, tender calf and gave it to a servant who hurried to prepare it. He then brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set these before them. While they ate, he stood nearby under a tree. "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "There, in the tent," he said. Then one of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind them. Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, "I did not laugh." But the man said, "Yes, you did laugh." Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him. When his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him as God commanded. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Sarah said, "God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me." And she added, "Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Have a great week. So if this is your first week with us, or your first week back in a while, or if you just missed last week, or if you need a refresher, we've started a new reading plan for the church. It's basically a year-long plan where we're following along in God's story from the beginning last week when we talked about God's creation to the very end where we look at Easter and Good Friday, and actually as we push past that and the beginning of the church. In your bulletin, there was an extra piece of paper that's sharing God's story. And we handed these out last week. They included daily scripture readings, so you can bridge the gap between stories. This week, we included another one. It'll bridge the gap between stories. And so in this way, we're reading the Bible together. This was actually the scripture that we used last week during our church council meeting and SPRC meeting. These are the scriptures that the church will be reading kind of all together as one. And so the scripture we read this morning would have been on last week's bulletin insert. Just like next week's scripture, Jacob wrestles with God, is on the bulletin insert next week. So if you wanted to, you could read ahead and totally know what I'm about to preach on Sunday.
If not, that's okay, but it is there in front of you and you can take that home with you. And so the scripture this morning was in two parts. The first part that Carolyn read was Abraham sitting in the tent and three men coming to visit Abraham. It's a little bit different in not even the first century, in BC time, in 5 or 6 or 3,000 years before Christ, there were no hotels and inns, and so when you were traveling in the desert, you had to rely on the hospitality of others. And so Abraham is sitting in his tent in the heat of the day, and these three strangers come up and visit, and he quickly says, "Sit and relax, I'll prepare you a meal." And if anyone remembers Carolyn's reading this morning, Abraham prepares a meal by telling Sarah to go out and bake some bread, by telling his servant to prepare a lamb. And then Abraham gets the easy job. He brings a couple bottles of water to the men and brings the rest of the meal and kind of takes credit for it. The same way I used to do whenever my mom would make dinner and I'd invite friends over. They'd say, "Jesse, that was a great meal. Thank you." Abraham invites the strangers in because that is what you were supposed to do. That was the hospitality rules that you had to follow in the desert. You invite them in and feed them. And as it turns out, the men were actually God. We know that because we're reading the scripture, but Abraham did not know that. The men were actually God, and they asked Abraham, "Where is your wife, Sarah?" "She's the one we're here to see, Abraham. Where is she?" And Abraham says, "Oh, she's in the tent. She's not going to come out and see you all." If you remember, if you've been reading along, if not, I'll quickly retell you the story. If you've been reading along, a couple of days ago on Wednesday, our scripture reading, Abraham was 75 years old. And remember the scripture today, he was 99. He's 100 in what we read today. So 25 years ago, God comes to Abraham and says, "Leave your home. Leave your family's home. Leave everything you know behind. Take your wife and take your nephew and take all your slaves," because Abraham had slaves back then. "Take them and go out into the desert, and I will show you the land to go to." Now, I'm from a couple of places. I'm from South Jersey in a small town called Ocean City. And then before that, I'm from a small town on Long Island, Mastic Beach, New York. And so when the bishop called me and sent me to Broadway United Methodist Church, at least I had a job. At least I had a home when I was going to come here. The church graciously gives me a parsonage to live in. Abraham didn't have those kind of reassurances. God told Abraham, "Go out from your family's home. I will show you where to go." And so Abraham says, "Okay, sure, that sounds great." And so in the desert, and again, I can't believe that. Brenda made a face. I can't believe that either. What do you mean we're going to get up and go into the middle of nowhere, leave my family behind? And they're in the desert, and God comes to Abraham, and this is what we read on Thursday. God comes to Abraham and says, "Look out and count the stars in the sky." Now, this is the desert. This isn't Warren County stars. "Go out and count the stars in the sky. Your offspring will outnumber the stars." And Abraham says, "How is that possible? Sarah is barren. Sarah cannot have children. I am 75 years old. What are you talking about?" And so 25 years later, Abraham is sitting in his tent, and this is where we pick up the story this morning. Sitting in his tent, and these strangers come by, and Abraham beckons them in, feeds them, and they say, "Where is Sarah? She will become pregnant within the next year." And so Sarah laughs. She laughs at God, that kind of laugh that you're uncomfortable, that kind of laugh that you don't know what's going on, that kind of laugh that makes you go, you okay? I'm going to become pregnant when I'm 75 years old, or excuse me, 90 years old, says Sarah. My husband is 99 years old. How in the world is this possible? And God says, why did you laugh? Sarah goes, I didn't laugh. I didn't laugh. What are you talking about? You laughed, God. I didn't laugh. God says, yes, you did. I heard you laugh. I heard you laugh. And what's interesting to note, again, if you followed along this week, was that Abraham laughed to God first. 25 years ago, when Abraham heard this, when Abraham went out and looked at the stars in the sky, Abraham laughed at God and laughed at himself. How is this possible? They said. I think we have this tendency, not just Abraham and Sarah, but I think we have this tendency to put God into boxes. To put God into a space where we can control God, where we can say, this is where God lives and nowhere outside of this box. I have two younger brothers, and one of them called me this week and told me a story. My little brother, Chris, has two cats, Roger and Bat King. And I love the name Bat King. Bat King is a great name. It's this completely black cat with a white belly. And Bat King is one of the sweetest cats in the world. When you're sitting there, Bat King crawls up, and for me, he lays right on my chest, starts purring, and then falls asleep. He regularly will sit on your shoulder like a parrot and purr and fall asleep. He is longer than any cat I'm aware of. He just keeps stretching and stretching and stretching. And so Bat King, it seems, and a couple of months ago, we noticed this. Every time we get an Amazon box, every time we get a package, Bat King finds that box and falls asleep in it. I'm seeing a couple of nods. I think this is becoming more and more common as we get more and more boxes in our homes. Bat King falls asleep and finds every single box, sleeps in every single box, and falls asleep. I read that cats are doing it because they're comfortable. They're safe. They feel secure, even though, I mean, my home is not really an unsafe place for a cat. The cat kind of has control over the house. But he finds these Amazon boxes and sleeps in them. And so apparently my mother had enough and told my brother, you have to throw out all of these Amazon boxes. And so my brother collects them all and drags them out to the curb for trash night. And as he's dragging them along the lawn, it starts shaking and rustling and a cat jumps out of it. And my brother goes, I almost threw out the cat. That wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world, but Bat King is so sweet that I would feel bad about that. And so I think we try to put God into these Amazon boxes, not to ship God away, but to contain God in a certain place. I think we try to put a limit on what God can do. Like Sarah, I think we tried to say that God is awesome and I'll follow God into the desert. But I am 90 years old, I'm not going to become pregnant. I think we try to put God into a box and we say, I'm sick, but God can't heal me. I think we try to put God into a box and say, I am mourning, but God can't comfort me. We try to limit God. We try to put a barrier on what God is able to do. And so Abraham and Sarah are a great example of this. Yes, we'll follow God into the desert. Yes, we'll believe that God has the answers, but that's as far as we're willing to go. That's as far as we're willing to follow God. Can God really give us a child in our 90s? And in verse 14 of what Carolyn read today, God says, is there anything too hard for the Lord? My Bible at home, the ESV says, is there anything too wonderful for the Lord? Is there anything beyond God's grasp? Is there anything God cannot do? We put God into these boxes, saying God only loves certain people. God only blesses certain people. God can only do certain things. When the reality is, God created us. God knows us even inside of the womb. God has promised us different things, and so God will fulfill his promises. God promised Abraham and Sarah that he would give them a son, and God fulfilled that promise. And so the second scripture we read this morning, the one that I read out loud, Abraham and Sarah have a child, and they name him Isaac. And in verse 6, Sarah says, God brought me laughter, and now everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. And Sarah's kind of making a joke. Yes, she's 90 years old, and she had a baby, and people will laugh with her at her new baby. But the name Isaac in Hebrew literally means laughter. It means he laughs. We laughed at God, and so now Isaac laughs in the world. We laughed at God, and God gave us laughter. God gave us Isaac, who will laugh. God promised Abraham and Sarah 25 years ago, God promised them a child. And by the time they had forgotten, by the time that they had mistaken, by the time that they started laughing at God, he fulfilled his promises to them. We put God into these boxes. We put God into these barriers. We put God into an Amazon box. And then as you're dragging it to the curb, God blows out of the box and scares the bejesus out of you if you're my brother. Because God cannot be contained. The ways that God can fulfill his promises cannot be contained. They cannot be understood. They cannot be predicted. And so this week, as we look ahead, and again, I encourage you to bring your bulletin insert home. I put mine on my cork board at home so I can see it every morning. We're only with Isaac for a day or so. But then we move on to Isaac's children, to Jacob and Esau. There's a little bit of brotherly rivalry that we'll talk about next week. But on Sunday, we see that Jacob wrestles with God. Literally wrestles with God. God takes on the form of a human being, and Jacob wrestles with him to earn a blessing. Because as it turns out, wrestling with God is normal. This is what Abraham and Sarah did. I mean, they laughed with God, but it was wrestling. It was wrestling with an understanding of God, wrestling with an agreement with God, wrestling with God's promises. And so we'll follow along with this story and with this family, and next week we pick up with Jacob. We pick up with Jacob, who will literally wrestle with God, remembering what his grandparents did when they laughed at God. When they wrestled in disbelief, when they put God into a box or believed that God could only perform certain miracles or could only perform or fulfill some of his promises. And so this week, as you go from this place, think about the boxes that you are putting God into. Think about the limits that you are placing on God. Surely I can't have a child in my old age. Surely I am 99 years old. God cannot give me a child. Surely God cannot find me a job. Surely God cannot do this or cannot do that. Where is that box that we are limiting God? Where are the places that we are saying God cannot perform a miracle? What are the ways that we are saying, God, I trust you, but only so far? What are the ways that we are trying to limit God, put him into a box, and maybe bring him to the curb? Because when God breaks out of that box, when God fulfills his promises, there will be laughter. We'll laugh just like Sarah and Abraham did. Amen.
Thanks for listening to our sermon this week. This has been a joint Broadway and Port Colden United Methodist Church process. My name is Pastor Jesse, the pastor of Broadway and Port Colden Churches. We hope you've had a great time listening today and have a blessed week as you go about your day. Please think about stopping in and joining us one Sunday. We'd be happy to have you. If you have any questions about the churches, about the message, or anything else that you can think of, please reach out to us at info@broadwaynj.org or info@portcoldenumc.org. Thank you and have a great day.